Dreamscape presents Dying for a Paycheck, How Modern Management Harms Employee Health and Company Performance, and What We Can Do About It by Jeffrey Pfeffer. Narrated by Pat Grimes. Introduction. You don't have to work in a coal mine, on an oil rig, in a chemical plant, or in construction to face a possibly toxic, health-destroying workplace. In today's work world, white-collar jobs are often as stressful and unhealthy as manual labor or blue-collar work, frequently more so. That's because physical dangers at work have been largely eliminated by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, in the United States, and comparable agencies in other countries. Reprising a lesson from the quality movement that what gets inspected and measured and reported gets affected, countries pay attention to workplace fatalities and incidents, such as falls or chemical spills, where bodily harm can be easily ascertained. The result? The rate of workplace deaths in the United States decreased 65% just between 1970 and 2015, while the rate of workplace injuries fell some 72% over that same time. Meanwhile, stress at work, not subject to OSHA reporting or intervention, and seemingly invisible and accepted as an inevitable part of contemporary workplaces, just keeps getting worse for almost all jobs, resulting in an ever higher physical and psychological toll. For instance, the health website WebMD reported that work was the number one source of stress, and the American Psychological Association's 2015 report Stress in America noted that the top two sources of stress were money and work, with almost one quarter of all adults reporting extreme levels of stress. Another poll of almost 3,000 people reported that nearly